That's a big win right there. 6 points in the standings. That was a very tough third period and a really tough hockey game tonight. A lot of injuries, a lot of guys going down, out of the game, back in the game. And a good debut for Brian Basilico tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot there. You know, they play hard. I give them credit. You know, they put pressure on you. They forecheck very aggressively. You know, they don't pass up a hit. So, you know, you have to be ready to play when you come down here and you add in the travel. So it's a long weekend of hockey. And, you know, Gage will be fine and he's doing, you know, just fine. So that's the positive. You know, we had a couple other guys missing time. So really had to shorten the bench as guys were kind of getting some medical attention and getting stitched up and taped up and all those things. And so there was some really high quality minutes on some guys. So, you know, we'll have to be smart as we travel home tonight and get back to our schedule next week of how we maintain that freshness for Alaska Fairbanks. But obviously, you know, a big road sweep, not easy to do in the WCHA. Proud of the guys, proud of the effort. You know, I thought Brian did a heck of a job. He's a guy that we wanted to get in a week or two ago back home against Michigan State, and just the opportunity really didn't present itself. He stuck with it. So it's nice when guys are ready for their opportunity to step in and play like he did. So obviously the goal is kind of icing on the cake, but I thought he played very well, strong on pucks. He adds a big body and some physicality to us. So did a good job there. I thought, you know, another strong special teams effort I guess we tied the battle ultimately, but their goal off of a skate of our own, so a little bit of a bad break there. But special teams, you know, it was a little bit of a different call tonight. I thought early on there was nothing of the standard of play, and so you're kind of feeling that out a little bit. But huge road points and a great start to the season for the Lakers.
Yeah, last night we sat up here and talked about faceoffs. If there was a negative in the game, the Chargers had won the bulk of the faceoffs last night and controlled the puck better. I thought your guys were outstanding through two periods tonight. They were really good. They had 27 faceoffs, 1-14 for the Chargers. So you turned that right around. Third period went the other way, 11-4 for them. But they were desperate by that point. And hey, their coach Mike Corbett was on the ice berating the two officials after the game or questioning whatever they were doing. And they were a desperate team there in that third period.
Yeah, they play hard, you know, and they put a lot of fresh legs on. They've had a, you know, a travel schedule, so they added what I think 4 or 5 fresh bodies to try to get that pace going. And so, you know, that showed a little bit. I thought as you mentioned, our centerman did a much better job tonight. We tried to work with the linesman there a little bit to make sure Huntsville had to come get set first, and that helped us out quite a bit. And so a good job, you know, and those guys, you know, some guys nursing a couple bumps and bruises there to fight through, and a gritty road performance. So, yeah, overall, you know, a solid game. I'd still like to be a touch tighter defensively at times, and we've got some work to do there. But, again, I don't think we're giving up a lot of great A's. I just like to, you know, while we're doing that, keep that goals against down a little bit better. But, you know, a big weekend. You know, Gordy didn't have to do a ton, but, you know, he certainly made the saves he's supposed to make, and 1 or 2 big saves that are huge momentum swings. So really, really strong job from the goal line on out.
Good game for Anthony Nellis, too. He had a couple of goals for you. He got hurt there. I thought he was in really serious condition for a while, but he went off. He went to the dressing room. He turned around. He came back. He's on the bench. Comes out. Scores a goal.
Yeah, that's a nice response, right? But, you know, for that late in the second there, I think Alabama really tried to ratchet up the physical play. And, you know, they played hard, but a good response by Anthony. And, you know, he played a strong game. That line with Hanke and Morgan and Nellis has been very good for us. As you mentioned a little bit earlier, I thought Diego's effort on that final goal set up by a very nice Josh Nettendahl play, but just to kind of take any life and energy out of the building, out of that team as they were trying to mount that comeback. So that was a big finishing statement there. And, you know, real credit to our guys. They've continued to play hard and, you know, make skilled plays, but also get pucks and bodies to the net. I think we're paying the price getting there, and that's showing in our offensive production.
Yeah, we had another guy who we weren't sure he was even going to play tonight, and I thought he played really well. It was Gelsinger. He came out, he got an assist on a goal there, and I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, he's been a real impact guy, you know, from day one. He's just got a real poise to his game, a real good skill set, whether it's shooting the puck or setting up plays, you know, just a very good understanding of the game and his teammates around him. So, you know, he was a game-time decision, came out, had an impact. I thought Josh Hanke, once again, he's playing with a tremendous skill level. His one pass on, I think, Nellis' first goal, or second goal, just, you know, he's got eyes in the back of his head. He just makes plays, and, you know, I say it quite a bit, but he's one of the best passers I've ever coached. He just has an uncanny ability to create passing lanes and then execute it. And, you know, I think he's a guy a lot of guys love to play with.
Yeah, he's made some great plays tonight, and you're right, Nellis' goal. The other one he assisted on, the first Nellis goal on the power play. It was a good play he made there, too, because he passed it out from the goal line on the left side down behind the net, and Nellis wide open out front. He also set Humitz up one time, and he was kind of half-fanned on it, hit the heel of his stick and went just wide, but he was wide open.
Yeah,
too.
Tremendous. And that was one of the no-look, you know, and Hanke, again, he just knows where guys are at. I think that power play group, you know, has pretty good chemistry right now, and, you know, we cash in on the one, but Hanke just a behind, a through the legs, backhand, blind pass, tape to tape, and then Max is right there, and, you know, he's going to cash in on those soon. He's getting a lot of opportunities out there, so, you know, real good, real credit to those guys for being skilled playmakers.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time. We'll probably hit it good on Tuesday night, too, but this is still a very young team. You had 15 underclassmen in the lineup tonight, and those sophomores are experienced. They've all had a year as freshmen to play last year, but, boy, are they ever coming on right now. Did a great job tonight. You outshot them 33-19, 11-4 in the second period.
Yeah, you know, and we do talk about it, Bill, but those guys played in so many key situations. I mean, you look at Diego on the penalty kill right now. Him and Gus killed together most of the year last year, and they're just in sync. They understand what we're asking of them and what coaches Hullo was putting in place there. Another breakaway tonight, shorthanded a chance. I thought it could have been a penalty shot, but a good play there. You know, those guys, they played in critical. And Gus Corrielli, our lone senior, same thing. He's played in so many critical situations. So we don't have much, you know, experience in terms of senior juniors, just a handful of guys there. But they're leading this team in a very positive way. And, again, I like the way we finished. I thought last 10 minutes we got some of the high-risk stuff out of our game. We put pucks 200 feet from our net, really took away their speed. And just, you know, it's a good, you know, almost a veteran type of win where we knew what we needed to do and kind of shut the door and finished a good road sweep.
Well, it sets you up for a big weekend at home next weekend. This team will head home as soon as they can get ready and get on that bus and get back up to Sault Ste. Marie. And next weekend, Alaska comes to town. It's Pink in the Rink. We'll be talking about that in detail on Tuesday night with the Laker Hockey Show. But two weekends in a row at home. You got the Minnesota State coming in 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, you know, some big, big games coming up in league play. You know, I know we're really excited to get home for Pink in the Rink. It's a big event for our community, and a lot of people put a lot of time and effort into, you know, what is a great event to raise funds, and then almost all of that stays right in Sault Ste. Marie. So please come out and support that. You know, this is an exciting hockey team, and we're playing hard. So I think that'll be great. And then Mankato, as you talked about, you know, they've been the cream of our league so far. They're off to a phenomenal start this season. So we're not looking that far ahead right now, but we know they're looming on the horizon. But we'll shift real quick. We'll enjoy this trip home. We'll wake up Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, and we'll turn all of our attention to Alaska Fairbanks and Pink in the Rink, and really looking forward to another great home crowd. I mean, we're hoping for that same support. I don't know if anybody's listening back home or any of the younger students, but I think they were watching it on campus today, so we appreciate their support. Pretty good get-together, I think, either at the Galley or the Peacock Cove watching the game tonight. So tremendous fan support back home. We had a good crowd on the road, too. Some former Sioux natives here watching the team and some traveled down. So fan support's been tremendous. We really